Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and I'll be with you for the next hour as we listen to progressive 1950s jazz from saxophonist Hal McCusick and pianist, composer, and arranger George Russell. It's the Jazz Workshops Part 1 tonight on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Hal McCusick performing Jimmy Giuffre's composition Just Leave It Alone from Hal McCusick, the Jazz Workshop on the RCA Victor label. That particular number recorded on New Year's Eve 1956 with Art Farmer on trumpet, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Ossie Johnson on drums. We'll be focusing on two albums from the RCA Victor Jazz Workshop series tonight. It was a series that was put together by an RCA A&R man named Jack Lewis, and Hal McCusick was one of the first entries in the series, released in 1957. The 1950s was a really great era for innovative and interesting composers and arrangers, and Hal McCusick did the bulk of his recording as a leader in this era when innovation was flourishing, with people like George Russell, Jimmy Giuffre, Gil Evans, Jerry Mulligan, Teddy Charles, and Johnny Carisi all at their creative peak. The 1950s is commonly represented as a staid era, but it was actually a really happening time in jazz, and the music of the Jazz Workshop series anticipated much of what passes for the commonplace in jazz today. Many of these musicians had been involved with the birth of the cool movement in the late 1940s, performing with Miles Davis on the record of the same name, or writing and arranging for the big bands of Claude Thornhill and Boyd Rayburn, and the Jazz Workshop in some ways became an extension and a development of that sound. Hal McCusick was involved with some of those bands. He was an alto saxophonist and a sometime clarinetist who'd worked with the big bands of Les Brown, Woody Herman, Boyd Rayburn, Buddy Rich, and Claude Thornhill, where he took the place of Lee Konitz, and that's how he got to know George Russell, Gil Evans, and Jerry Mulligan. In the 1950s, he'd worked with Terry Gibbs and Elliot Lawrence, and from 1955 to 1958, he recorded 9 albums of material as a leader for labels like Jubilee and Bethlehem and New Jazz and Victor. Those records are pretty hard to find today, and hopefully more of them will emerge from the vaults in the next few years. The style is sometimes referred to as cool bop, which might be kind of a simplistic way of putting it, but what McCusick was doing did incorporate a lot of the changes that have been going on in jazz since the late 1940s. Jack Lewis from RCA encouraged Hal McCusick to make this Jazz Workshop album, and several of the musicians who appeared on these sessions, trumpeter Art Farmer, guitarist Barry Galbraith, and bassist Milt Hinton, also performed on the George Russell Jazz Workshop LP as well that we'll be hearing later on in the program. The next two tracks we'll hear are both Gil Evans compositions. This one, Blues for Pablo, predates the version that Miles Davis would record a year later for the album Miles Ahead, and Jam Bangle would be recorded by Evans himself a year later for his album Gil Evans and Ten, but it's their first appearance anywhere here on Hal McCusick's Jazz Workshop record. This is Blues for Pablo on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Hal McCusick performing Gil Evans' composition Jam Bangle, and also another Evans composition, Blues for Pablo, which would be recorded a year later by Miles Davis for his Miles Ahead album that he did with Gil Evans. The Hal McCusick Octet on both of those tracks, featuring Art Farmer on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, McCusick on alto sax, Gene Allen on baritone sax, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Jimmy Rainey on rhythm guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums, and joining them on Blues for Pablo, George Russell on tambourine. We'll be hearing a lot more from George Russell later on in the program, but he was involved with this McCusick record, contributing three compositions and making that appearance on tambourine on that last track. Another person who contributed three compositions to this record was Jimmy Giuffre, and we started the show with one of his compositions performed by Hal McCusick, Just Leave It Alone. Giuffre had been a member of Woody Herman's late 1940s big band, and he'd written the seminal tune Four Brothers. But in the 1950s, he was recording as a leader for Capitol, Atlantic, and Verve, often in a trio format. And the work that he did then and into the early 1960s has had a really strong impact on modern jazz. We'll hear another one of his compositions now, recorded by Hal McCusick for his RCA Victor Jazz Workshop album. This is The Blues Train. Thank you. The Hal Mikusik Quintet performing Jimmy Giuffre's The Blues Train, featuring Mikusik on alto sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Teddy Kotick on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums from the RCA Victor album, The Jazz Workshop. Hal Mikusik also had a lot of interaction with George Russell, as I was mentioning earlier in the program. We'll be hearing music from George Russell here in a few minutes from Russell's own workshop album. Mikusik's been quoted as saying, "Then there was a guy that nobody would touch for some crazy reason, and that was George Russell. I was really excited by his concepts and thought the world ought to hear what he was up to." He ran into Russell on the street a few months before this album and asked him to work up a composition for him, and Russell said, "Sure." According to the liner notes, he called Mikusik up 8 months later and told him he had the piece ready. It was Lydian Lullaby. John Wilson describes it as an attempt to portray within a brief composition a variety of moods: agitated restlessness, serene romanticism, and an easy-tempoed swing. Here is Lydian Lullaby on Nightlights. Thank you. The Hal McCusick Quartet performing George Russell's Lydian Lullaby, McCusick on alto sax, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the Jazz Workshops on Nightlights. We're focusing on the RCA Victor Jazz Workshop series tonight on Nightlights. It was a series that was put together by an RCA Victor A&R man named Jack Lewis in the mid-1950s. And two of the albums that we're listening to tonight are Hal McCusick's Jazz Workshop album and George Russell's Jazz Workshop album. George Russell, who was involved somewhat with Hal McCusick's Jazz Workshop album. And when it comes to significant innovators in mid-20th century jazz, George Russell certainly deserves to be placed high on the list. He'd come to New York as a drummer in the 1940s with Benny Carter's big band, but he was replaced by a guy named Max Roach, and you can't really fault him for that. While battling tuberculosis, he began to learn the art of jazz composing and arranging, and one of his first and best-known compositions, Cubana B, Cubana Bop, was recorded by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band in the late 1940s. He also began to develop a unique musical concept. Russell's theory of composition, which he called his Lydian concept of tonal organization, involved modal tone rows, and it proposed a new musical vocabulary, playing jazz on scales rather than chords. He published a book about it in 1953, and his theory helped spawn the modal revolution that Miles Davis and John Coltrane would go on to lead later on in the 1950s. Interesting side note, Russell also takes credit for the theory behind Michael Jackson's 1983 hit, Wanna Be Startin' Somethin', which employs a Lydian scale, but evidently Russell's never attempted to extract royalties for that Michael Jackson chart buster. In the course of developing his theory, Russell had dropped out of the active music making world, and he was actually working at a sales counter at Macy's when his book came out. 1956 kind of marked his return to the jazz scene. In addition to contributing the three compositions to McCusick's Jazz Workshop album, he'd also played tambourine on Blues for Pablo. And McCusick's record then led to Russell's own for Lewis's RCA Victor Jazz Workshop series, with many of the same musicians and some new ones, including a young pianist named Bill Evans. The group was called the George Russell Small Tet, and the Jazz Workshop record that it recorded is still considered by many jazz critics to be Russell's best. It starts with a number called Ye Hypocrite, Ye Beelzebub, which opens with a section that's based on an ancient spiritual of the same name. George Russell and the Jazz Workshop on Nightlights. Thank you. George Russell Smaltet performing two of his compositions, Jack's Blues and Hypocrite Ye Beelzebub, from the RCA Victor album George Russell, the Jazz Workshop. Barry Galbraith on guitar, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Harris on drums. This album, all of the compositions were actually done by George Russell, as well as all the arrangements. And one of the interesting things about it is how often the ensembles sound larger than they actually are, just because of how dense the compositions are and what George Russell is doing with them harmonically. Our next track has a bit of another worldly feel to it. It features O.C. Johnson on wood drums and George Russell himself on chromatic drums, which are tune drums, also known as boobams. We'll hear this now. It's a tune called Fellow Delegates, George Russell and the Jazz Workshop on Nightlights. Thank you. George Russell performing his composition. Fellow delegates, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Hal McCusick on alto saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, O.C. Johnson on drums, wood drums, Teddy Kotick on bass, and George Russell on chromatic drums on that track. George Russell would go on to teach at the Lenox School of Music and to record a string of artistically successful albums for the Decca and Riverside labels. And he'd also end up incorporating David Baker's Indianapolis hard group, hard bop group, into an ensemble of his own around 1960. Russell's stylistic reach in his own compositions eventually became even broader than what we've heard tonight, embracing bop, gospel, blues, rock, funk, contemporary classical elements, electronic music, and African rhythms. We're going to close out tonight with two more tracks, though, from one of his earliest records, The Jazz Workshop, still considered by many jazz scholars to be perhaps his best record. We'll hear Night Sound and also Concerto for Billy the Kid, which features a piano solo by Bill Evans that has become rather legendary. The George Russell Small Tet on Nightlights. Thank you. George Russell's Concerto for Billy the Kid and also Night Sound, both of those from the 1957 George Russell RCA Victor album, The Jazz Workshop, featuring Barry Galbraith on guitar, Hal McCusick on alto saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, Milt Hinton on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday at 11:10 p.m. for The House in the Heart, Lester Young in the 1950s. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and from Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs online at the WFIU website, www.wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.